Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. With Black Friday now in the books, we are on to Small Business Saturday. WSAW-TV reporter Bree Bilak has a preview from Wausau, Wisconsin.
Shops will host special events to celebrate Small Business Saturday. Activities will include a window display contest and free cookie crawl at participating locations, as well as pictures with Santa Claus.
It should be really fun. I think we're going to have some coffee going and just have a festive Christmassy day.
Cyber Monday is next week. Parts of upstate New York and Pennsylvania are bracing for lake effect snow this weekend, a lot of it. CBS Bay Area forecaster Paul Hagen is following the severe weather across the country.
The same storm system that brought the wintry weather to parts of the Northeast, rain and snow, is moving out, but it's continuing to influence weather in the Great Lakes, where the lake effect snow is going to continue for a few more days because of what's moving in. And that is an Arctic air mass, cold air plunging in from Canada.
The Buffalo Bills are scheduled to host the 49ers Sunday night. They're already putting out the call for volunteers to help shovel out their stadium. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau met with President-elect Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago Friday.
Trump plans to impose a 25% tariff on goods from Canada and Mexico to promote manufacturing inside the U.S., but also to send a message that he's unhappy about their lack of border security that he claims is contributing to the U.S. fentanyl epidemic. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is pushing back, noting drug seizures at the U.S.-Canada border are relatively few and that Canada is investing in border security. Trudeau says ultimately tariffs would increase prices for Americans. Heather Bosch, CBS News.
Rebels have reached the Syrian city of Aleppo for the first time since 2016. The BBC's Bernadette Keogh has the latest.
Just 3 days into their surprise lightning offensive, Syrian rebel forces opposed to President Bashar al-Assad are reported to have taken control of more than half of the country's second largest city, Aleppo. Syrian army sources said its troops had been told to close main roads in and out of the city and withdraw from areas where they've been overrun by the insurgent fighters.
British lawmakers have given preliminary approval to a bill that would help terminally ill adults in England and Wales end their lives. Supporters of the bill, like Hilary Hare Duke, celebrated outside Parliament.
This was always about choice, and they still have choice, but now so do we. And I'm feeling very emotional, but it's a marvelous day.
The bill would allow people with fewer than 6 months to live to request an assisted suicide. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
The Badgers lose to Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers lost to Minnesota at Camp Randall 24-7. The Gophers win the Paul Bunyan Axe. The Badgers finish with a losing record of 5-7, ending their streak of 22 years of going to a bowl game. Head coach Luke Fickell on his seniors' final game at Wisconsin.
I feel bad for them. I apologize for not putting us in position to put them guys out of here and send them guys out of here the way they should be sent out for all that they've done for us. That's not what they deserve.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the Lions next after beating the Dolphins last night 30-17. Matt LaFleur says the offensive line needs to improve their blocking for running back Josh Jacobs.
We got a lot of room for improvement there, and they know it, but we got to be better. Sometimes we got to have better play calls. Sometimes we got to have better execution.
The Chicago Bears fired their head coach Matt Eberflus after they lost to the Lions yesterday, failing to use a timeout at the end of the game. Assistant Thomas Brown named interim head coach. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, Glickid Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom, The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight and cold with lows close to 10. And a little more sunshine as we look here near Saturday afternoon, highs into the low 20s. And mostly sunny for Sunday, high temps warm up into the mid-20s.
Currently, we're at 15.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time, an all-new live show back in the studio. Join us for a look back at the holiday weekend and prepare you for the week ahead.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Outdoor News Radio.
Talk early, talk often. Get others involved. A message from the U.S. DHHS and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the second hour of our program. You know, this is the kind of story that back in the 1950s, or arguably even the 60s or 70s, maybe the 80s and 90s, I don't know, would have put America on war footing. I mean, this is just mind-boggling. This is from the Washington Post today. The headline, top senator calls Typhoon Salt worst telecom hack in our nation's history. And I'm just going to share this with you. The top senator, by the way, is Mark Warner. He's the Democrat from Virginia who's the chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee. And the article is about how the Chinese government has penetrated basically every single one of the major telecom companies and can now listen into any of our conversations. This is a group called Salt Typhoon out of China, a hacking group. And they started out going after individuals, mostly in the D.C. region. And this is from the Washington, and Senator Warner said, the American people need to know how serious this intrusion is. Now, this is, I'm quoting now, Ellen Nakashima writing for the Washington Post. I'm quoting the Washington Post, quote, the hackers targeted the phones of Donald Trump and his running mate, Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio, as well as people working for the campaign of Vice President Kamala Harris and State Department officials. The article goes on to say, the networks are still compromised, and booting the hackers out could involve physically replacing literally thousands and thousands and thousands of pieces of equipment across the country, specifically routers, outdated routers, and switches. Now, they note that Europe doesn't have this problem. They use more modern equipment. But and they add, this is the Washington Post again, the Salt Typhoon hack is seen by government officials as an espionage operation. Hackers have acquired access to the system that logs U.S. law enforcement requests for criminal wiretaps, allowing the Chinese to know who is of interest to authorities. The Post previously reported that the hackers were able to reconfigure Cisco routers to exfiltrate, in other words, steal data from Verizon networks. So far, the hack is known, I'm still quoting the Washington Post here, so far the hack is known to have affected major U.S. firms such as AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile, U.S. and industry officials said. Senator Warner, the head of the Senate Intelligence Committee, said, quote, unlike some of the European countries where you might have a single telco, our networks are a hodgepodge of old networks. The big networks are combinations of a whole series of acquisitions, and you have old equipment out there that's so old it's unpatchable. The sector is also largely unregulated, Warner said. So bottom line, you know, the telco companies, our phone companies, if they want to get the Chinese hackers who are listening to all of our conversations or have the capacity to do so, if we want to get them out of the network, it's going to cost some serious money. And of course, serious money is not something that the phone companies want to spend unless it's something that's specifically going to make them more profits. And because they are so lightly regulated, and this really, you know, began in the 1980s, it's going to be very hard for government to force that to happen. And do you think that the Trump administration is even going to care that China is listening in on Donald Trump's phone conversations? I mean, you know, this is the China that gave Donald Trump's daughter hundreds of millions of dollars, or certainly millions of dollars, in trademarks, you know, as a gift, basically, to get, you know, things from Trump. So, wild stuff. Something to pay attention to and something to be concerned about, frankly. Meanwhile, this is our geeky science for the day. Maybe it's a crazy alert. I'm not sure. No, it's really geeky science. Denmark has agreed to tax farts. Now, the headline by itself sounds kind of, you know, silly. But actually, this is a very serious thing. Denmark, this is part of their effort to reduce climate change. And the farts they're going after are cow farts. Cows, when they're fed grain, now cows don't normally, you know, they didn't evolve to eat grain. They evolved to eat grass. They've got these flat teeth with grinding surfaces, and they have a cud that they chew and all, you know, all this kind of stuff. The cows are designed to eat grass. When they eat grass, they don't fart. But when they eat a lot of grains, you know, corn and soybeans and whatnot, the stuff that they feed cows to fatten them up quickly, you know, it's sort of like you and me just, you know, living on nothing but ice cream sundaes all day long, right? You know, we'd get bigger faster, and we'd probably fart a lot. Well, you know, the cows fart a lot when they're fed these grains. So this is an effort to encourage farmers to feed cows the right way and thus reduce the emissions. And if they are going to continue to feed them the old way or the bad way, it's not the old way, it's the relatively new way, the factory farm way. They're going to tax them. They're going to tax them based on their farts. Around 60% of Denmark, this is something I did not know, around 60% of Denmark's territory is currently cultivated. It's agricultural land, making it, along with Bangladesh, one of the two countries in the world that has the highest percentage of its land in agriculture. Fascinating. Denmark is really all about farmers. Lars Agard, who is the Danish Minister for Climate, Energy, and Utilities, said, this also shows the Danish model, broad political majority in the Danish parliament, and involvement of the sectors that will be affected by the tax, and involvement of environmental stakeholders. He said, these are things that could benefit, that could all benefit from the rest of the world. Let me start that over. Explain, these are, quote, things that we could all benefit from if the rest of the world could foster such cooperation in the climate fight. Now, don't expect anything like that in America, because we will, in 2 months, have a president who believes that climate change is a hoax, and in the finest tradition of Ronald Reagan, believes that the really most serious pollution problem is cow farts. Remember Reagan talking about that? Oh, no, it's not car emissions, it's cow farts. That's what you got to worry about. I don't know. Maybe Trump will, you know, go off after cow farts. I mean, wouldn't that be something? Anyhow, it's Anything Goes weekend. What's on your mind here? Michael in Denver. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Tom, thank you so much for taking my call. Can you hear me okay?
Just fine.
Marvelous. Okay, so what I wanted to bring up today, and I haven't heard a whole lot of people talking about this, but Donald Trump this past Tuesday said he would be nominating Dr. Oz, the TV host, as Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Administrator. And right. As you probably know, CMS operates or oversees programs that provide health coverage to about half of Americans, including Medicare, Medicaid, and the Children's Health Insurance Program. Now, Trump has said that Oz is going to cut waste and fraud from our one of our country's most expensive government agencies. And this makes up about 25% of the national budget annually, about $1.6 trillion. And so, my concern is that, Dr. Oz is going to go in, he's going to want to impress Trump, he's going to cut Medicaid, people that rely on this, not only for just health services, but mental health service programs that are funded by Medicaid, homeless people that get their medical funding from these programs. I think it's a stretch to say he's wanting to gentrify or get rid of homeless people because if they go into, the hospital, they have a medical issue, they get their health insurance cut, what are they going to do? And so my question is, what changes do you think will be coming under Dr. Oz's leadership regarding Medicare and Medicaid?
Well, one of the things that we know is that Republicans have hated Medicare ever since Lyndon Johnson got it passed. And they've hated Medicaid ever since Lyndon Johnson got it passed. These were both Great Society programs, and Republicans hate the Great Society. These are programs that takes tax dollars that billionaires are forced to pay and hand the benefits of those tax dollars to basically low-income Americans. And Republicans don't believe that low-income Americans should get squat. In fact, they argue that government doing things for low-income Americans keeps them low-income by making them dependent upon government. That's their whole shtick. There's really no evidence of that, but, it's a nice pitch, and it goes well on right-wing media. I don't know specifically what Dr. Oz is going to do, Michael. He has talked about shaking up Medicare, making changes to the program. Certainly Project 2025 said that they want to make Medicare Advantage the primary entry point. In other words, when you sign up for Medicare, you're basically automatically signed up for Medicare Advantage rather than traditional Medicare as part of the Republican Party's plan to phase out, to entirely privatize Medicare and, give another $1 trillion to the health insurance industry that then kicks back, hundreds of millions or billions of dollars back to Republican politicians. But we're just going to have to wait and see. I don't think it's going to be anything that you or I would want, though. That's my big concern. Michael, thank you for the call. 16 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's Ending Those Weekend here on the Tom Hartman Program, your media support group for We the People. Stick around.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I'm going to share a story about me and my money. This starts in my 20s when I was what I will call an avoider. I was an avoider because I just felt like I was bad at money. I didn't want to think about money. I didn't want to do anything with money except make it and spend it and close my eyes and pray that the rent check would cash. I spent a few years beating myself up about not paying attention to my money. Until I started having a very short money meeting with myself every month. And those meetings taught me that with a little bit of effort, I could be on top of my money. I could know when it was coming and I could know where it was going. And eventually, I was able to make plans for it. So if you're stuck in the avoider trap, hey, I know what it's like. Invite yourself to a money meeting. I promise you it'll pay off. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/older adults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
We got jobs shipped overseas, left folks out in the cold. Neoliberal promises all turned to fool's gold. Shutdowns go dark, or billionaires cashing high. They bought our silence for decades while the middle class watched it die. Bring it back home, take a stand. It's how we reclaim our land. Jobs, unions, and fair pay too. We're fighting to pull through. Bring it back home, make it right. Reclaim the dream, ignite the fight.
Welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Michael in Bronx, New York. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Hey, Tom. First, I have to thank you for making me laugh during the time I was on hold waiting to speak to you. Denmark wanting to tax farts.
Yes,
that's
a good one.
Such a big kick. Yeah, it'd also be a real stinky situation if you get my chair.
Okay, Michael.
I swear, after all that's been going on, I needed that laugh. So thank you so much, good buddy.
Sure.
But now on to stuff that got me pissed off. Now, let me get this straight. They want to criminalize and make false sex offense allegations against LGBTQ, particularly the transgender people, innocent law-abiding ones, like Sarah McBride.
Yeah.
But you're going to cover up the sex offenders, namely Donald Trump, Matt Gaetz. I've got the other hideous name that's on that. I'll say it again.
Linda McMahon. Yeah, there's quite a list of them that have had accusations.
You're going to get a stack of that, right? Yeah. I mean, what the hell is this? And Nancy Mace has really gotten under my skin. All right? And let's make no mistake. Anybody being raped is no joke. Okay? But I don't like the fact that she is politicizing that just to keep people from challenging and impeaching her credibility on matters
Nancy
that
Mace
don't even have to do
just,
with race.
She's pathetic. She's so desperate for attention that she's willing to trash one of her colleagues. I mean, it's just it's genuinely pathetic, Michael. Nancy Mace is a horrible human being, and
she was on CNN one time when she was deliberately mispronouncing Kamala Harris's first name.
Right, she's pathetic.
And someone said that when you do that, it's very hurtful to black people. She says, "Oh, now you're calling me racist. Now you're victimizing me like you're victim, like I was victimized when I was raped." And, you know, I got people here in New York that told me they wonder if that really happened to her.
Yeah.
Because it just came out of the blue in 2024. I've never heard of anything so horrible happening to her like that before.
Yeah, I'm perfectly willing to believe that Nancy Mace has been the victim of crimes in the past, including sexual crimes. It doesn't matter. There's no excuse for being a horrible person. She's
absolutely
just a horrible person. There's no other way to describe it. And you know, I'm embarrassed.
And what does that?
I'm embarrassed for my country.
And what does that do? And what does that do to the actual victims of rape? I didn't hear one word from her helping out Christine Blasey Ford when she testified against, Brett Kavanaugh in that confirmation hearing. I didn't hear one word from her for E. Jean Carroll. And she calls herself a defender of women.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. And then she says, "You're going to call me a racist." My message to you, Nancy Mace, if the shoe fits, wear it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well said, Michael. Now, you're from New York. How do you, I mean, she represents a fairly red district, doesn't she represent part of Long Island?
Nancy Mace?
Yeah.
No. I think you're thinking of...
I'm thinking somebody else.
It's Nicole Malliotakis.
Oh, wait a minute. Is she South Carolina or North Carolina? She's one of the Carolinas,
She's
right?
South Carolina,
South Carolina,
I think.
Yeah,
South Carolina.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, and then there's Elise Stefanik in upstate New York.
Yeah,
that's
who I was thinking of. You know, we'll just see if this, it'll be interesting to see. I would love to see some polling to see if
same class, different names.
Yeah, I would be fascinated to see if Nancy Mace is hurting herself politically or if she's helping herself. My guess is that she's helping herself because, you know, I keep saying, you know, so many of these people who voted for Trump and who vote Republican in general do so because they're bigots. You know,
she ain't going to help herself, Tom, because there'll be people like me that will keep calling her out. And I know I'm not the only one.
There you go.
So keep trying, Nancy.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Michael. Good to hear from you. 27 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls on the other side of the break here at the bottom of the hour. It's Anything Goes Weekend.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
With your calls right after this. Stay with us. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Or is it? Family gatherings and holiday parties can be fun and are filled with holiday cheer and plenty of holiday goodies to eat. However, with a little more holiday goodies on our plates than usual, our health can take its toll. Luckily, we have Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the only clinically proven probiotic and antioxidant on the market. Unlike most probiotics, Just Thrive will keep your gut in balance during the busy holiday season and beyond. Give yourself the gift of health this year and kickstart your New Year routine early with Just Thrive. For a limited time, you can save 20% site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Once again, go to justthrivehealth.com and use that promo code TOM for 20% off site-wide. That's justthrivehealth.com. And to save 20%, use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, justthrivehealth.com, promo code TOM.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
CBS News Brief. It's another big day for holiday shoppers. Small Business Saturday. Farron Kennedy was hunting for deals in Houston on Black Friday.
Me, my mom, my godmother, we always come to the sales after Thanksgiving.
Parts of the Northeast could get 5 feet of lake effect snow this weekend, while temperatures in the upper Midwest plunge below zero. Meteorologist William Churchill at the Weather Prediction Center.
We will see a bit of a warm-up across much of the country going into next week after a chilly weekend across much of the country, and that'll start from the west and work its way eastward.
Insurgents are clashing with government forces in Aleppo, Syria. Wael Al-Zayat heads the Muslim American advocacy group Engage.
If it comes in the form of indiscriminate aerial bombardments or artillery, that could harm many, many people. In 2016, over a million people were displaced, mainly into Turkey and beyond, and hundreds of thousands were killed.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It's been a long road for the live-action version of Snow White, but there is now a release date in sight. The Disney flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2024. Greta Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Snow White will hit theaters March 21st of 2025. Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy he shared in his new memoir, From Under the Truck. Brolin tells the story of when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Brolin attended a dinner at his stepmother Barbara Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Brolin recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to pull someone from a mudslide on the way to the party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noticed and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Brolin recalled watching Danny Zuko heal the Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. It was surreal just reading that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Badgers.
Fades Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Please.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Well, Glickhead Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor, Spy, Assassin, and the resilient Venom, The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight and cold with lows close to 10. And a little more sunshine as we look here into your Saturday afternoon. Highs into the low 20s. And mostly sunny for Sunday. High temps warm up into the mid-20s. Currently, we're at 15.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
In 1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. An all-new live show back in the studio. Join us for a look back at the holiday weekend and prepare you for the week ahead.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Ed, Florida. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Well, Tom, I got a Matt Gaetz story for you.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember or seen the, it's been a while back, it was called The Truman Show with Jim Carrey.
I do. I remember it well, where he's in this little world where everybody's watching him on television and he doesn't realize it.
Right, right. Well, they filmed that at a place called Seaside, Florida. It's a beach community, high end. And the house that they used belonged to the Getz family.
Oh, really?
Well, long story short. Yeah, yeah. My daughter and her friend were actually in that movie, just extras, like a walk-on, no speaking parts.
Yeah.
But anyway, what I'm getting at is they had, I don't know if it was the movie company or what that put it on, but they had a big thing there at their house, at the Getz house. And so she was invited, and I came along. And anyway... when I met Matt, have you ever had anybody shake your hand? I call it a clam hand, where they just grab a hold of you. Ugh. You know, they don't squeeze or nothing. It's just like, it's creepy.
The limp, anyway, that's cold, what he did. Fish kind of hand. Yeah, yeah, I've had that happen.
Yeah, it's gross. Well, that's what I got from Mr. Gaetz. And he is one strange looking bird in person. My goodness, it looks like an alien.
Yeah, he looks like, you know, Beavis or Butthead. I forget which one, but I mean, you know, the resemblance is startling. You almost wonder if the creators of Beavis and Butthead had him in mind when they came up with that character, you know?
Yeah, cross Beavis and Butthead with Jack Nicholson's eyebrows.
Yeah, there you go.
That's Gaetz. Yeah. Anyway, what I'm getting at is, as the party went on, you know, I didn't even realize it ended up being a campaign contribution thing for Gaetz. And anyway, my granddaughter was with us, and Tom, she is gorgeous. I mean, straight out of Playboy type of lady. Mm-hmm. Young girl, 17 years old, just turned 17. As the party went on, she was not around, and Gaetz was not around. Turned out he had her walking down on the beach.
Really?
Uh-oh, what's this about? Just him and her. And so I shot down there, and I go, what's going on? You know, why don't you get the hell away from this 17-year-old girl? And he just basically ran away. So, yeah, everything you hear about him, I think it's pretty true. He's a sexual predator.
That's amazing. What a story.
Yeah.
Well, Tom, thank you from the horse's mouth, as they say. It's remarkable.
Yeah, it creeped me out pretty bad. And I thought, man, this guy, you know, and he's in our government.
Yeah.
Now they're pumping him up even more. He fits perfect with the Trump group.
Yeah, trying to hit on your granddaughter. That's amazing. Tom, thanks for sharing the story with us. And I hope you're doing well.
No problem, sir. Yeah, pretty good, pretty good. Yeah. Everything's... like I said, my knees are better and my heart's still pumping. And
did you get another dog?
I got a better attitude. Yeah, oh, she's perfect, man.
Great.
Unbelievable.
Okay, good, good.
Great.
Well, Tom, always nice to hear from you. I appreciate the call, and thank you for that story. That's pretty amazing. Steve in Oaklawn, Illinois. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind today?
Oh, I'm just harking back to the time I called you on Election Day and talked about how Democrats share and Republicans don't. You remember that?
I do.
Okay. Further on that, Democrats believe we should care and share and be fair. Mm-hmm. Republicans seek to dominate, subjugate, and most importantly, prevaricate, which is a fancy word for lying.
Yeah, yeah.
I like but that. my main thing today is that Democrats who say that they're cutting their Trump-loving friends out of their lives, mm-hmm. they're playing right into Putin's hands. It was Putin who decided to get us to divide.
To hate each other.
So we could conquer.
Yeah. I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. I know some.
I hate that.
Yeah, I know some people who voted for Trump, and you know they're not fervent. You know they're not the kind of people who put Trump flags in the back of their pickup truck, but they voted for Trump, and I'm not prepared to cut them out of my life.
Yeah, it's just sad. I was listening to Joan Esposito and how she's going to cut Trump voters out of her life, and I'm going, that's the wrong thing to do. Yeah, we're the party of diversity, equity, and inclusion. We can't get rid of our friends.
Well, on the one hand. On the other hand,
they believe differently.
It's not just believe differently. I mean, you know, the GOP and particularly the MAGA GOP are making value statements. That, you know, politics isn't just about policy. It's also about values. In fact, values undergird, you know, are the foundation on which policy rests. And, excuse me, so... you know, somebody saying that they're voting for Trump is saying that they're basically, you know, they're okay with, if not in favor of, bigotry and theft and sexual abuse of women and girls. And, I mean, you know, it just goes on and on. I mean, you know the list. I don't need to go through the whole thing.
Yeah, I get that. But here's what I think about. Democrats believe that everyone should be taken care of.
Yeah. So
Republicans believe that they don't want to have to take care of anyone.
No, I get all that, and you know if one of my kids brought home a Trump supporter, I would be respectful. I'm I wouldn't talk politics. And you know we have friends and neighbors who are Trump supporters, and you know I that tells me that these are not people I'm ever going to. You know, reveal any confidence to, I'm never going to become close to, I'm never going to be genuine friends with. But it doesn't mean that
safest,
I can't be a decent human being.
That's the safest thing to do.
Yeah, there you
that's
go.
That's the safest thing to do is not talk politics.
Yeah, I'm with you.
There are other things in life.
Yeah.
There really are.
There really are. Steve, thank you. Thank you for the call. Michelle in Kansas City, Missouri. Hey, Michelle, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I was wondering, if they get rid of the Department of Education and my student loan is through the Department of Education, do I have to pay my student loan anymore?
Good question, Michelle. I can pretty much guarantee you, if Republicans are doing it, they're going to make sure that you have to pay them back.
Well, the thing is, you know, people don't understand how the student loan industry works. I took it out in 1997 at 3% interest with the Department of Education. Under the Bush W administration, it was sold to a private company, which raised my interest to 6%. Then they went out of business and sold it to another company, which raised it to 9% interest. Then Mohila took it over, which is 12% interest. When Biden got in there, the Department of Education took my loan back and immediately put me in forbearance. I've never missed a payment, never been late. To review,
I don't know
why
what forbearance
I still have this
means.
Loan.
Excuse me. Sorry, Michelle.
Forbearance means you don't have to pay your payments while they're reviewing your case.
Okay. Thank you.
Or you don't have a job or hardship.
Right.
But they put me in that. The Biden administration, they're the ones that put me in forbearance. I did not request it because I've been going on income-based for years. Mm. But you can't get out of it because like, every time you turn around. So now I'm like, my husband and I are thinking about getting divorced so I can get my name off all our properties because as a Trump minister, they're going to go after people who owe student loans. And
yeah.
I took out a loan for $30,000. It's over $100,000 now.
Wow.
Wow. And I've never missed a payment or been late.
Right. And your story is not. And you've probably paid more than $30,000 in payments at this point.
Well, like I said, I'm in forbearance, luckily, but I'm 55 years old.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is crazy. What the hell do they think they're going to get out of me? I got some dogs and a parrot.
Yeah, I remember back in 2005 when this was being discussed slash debated, and there were a few Democrats who were going along with George W. Bush and all the Republicans, and Debbie Stabenow.
I remember them exactly.
Yeah, Debbie Stabenow came on this program and said, you know, we've got to teach these young people a lesson. They've got to learn responsibility. And I'm like, it sounds to me like you're taking money from the banks. And I don't think she ever forgave me. She never came back on the program. But
she should be, I've paid, I've worked, I've tried. I just can't keep up, but I still have to live my life. What if, you know, so I'm just curious, if it goes away, does my student loan go away, please? Yes.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be nice, Michelle? Thank you for the call.
If anybody has any ideas about that, call in and tell Tom. I'm just curious.
There you go. Okay. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank
you. Good talking to you. Good luck. Wow. What a story. 44 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls here. It's Anything Goes Weekend on the Tom Hartman Program. Talk media for the sane among us. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Looks like Donald Trump is going to shake up the FBI. Well, of course he is. That's what CNN is reporting right now. We'll be right back.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. So let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping and you're stressed out. Well, if that's the case, clear out your cabinet and reset your health with CBD from CB Distillery. Louise and I did. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality clean ingredients. No fluff, no filler. Just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm. 80% said CBD helped them with pain after physical activity. And an impressive 90% said they sleep better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the changes like we did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Go to cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com. And to get 20% off everything on the website, use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, cbdistillery.com.
So pure and free from spoil, a man of faith who stood so tall. You lived your values through it all. When others took the easy way, you chose the truth come what may. You fought for peace, you stood for right. In the darkest times, you were the light. Jimmy Carter, you've always been my hero. A voice for justice when the world was cold. You saw the future, tried to save the earth. A man of kindness, love, and endless work. Through all the battles that you fought.
Minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Keno in Lakeland, Florida. Hey, Keno, what's up?
Once again, happy Free Is Day.
Happy Free Is Day to you, too.
Okay, Tom, right now, think of the story of the dream of Pharaoh of the seven fat cows and the seven skinny cows. And Joseph interpreted that there were years of prosperity and then bad years.
Famine.
All right. There needs to be a book written. I don't know if you would participate in this or somebody out there in your audience pass along to a writer. Predictions of the coming suffering that's going to happen now since the wealthy elite deceived the voters and put in this this malicious bad man, that the suffering that's going to come. We know that if they make these tax cuts permanent, the inequality is going to increase.
Yeah.
The lady that just called about the student loans, she doesn't know if she's going to be foreclosed on. And so as a standard to look at 4 years from now, 2 years and 4 years from now, I would call for a book predicting from what we know in the past. And, you know, there might be a book talking about describing what the Democrats brought about from Roosevelt up until Reagan, where the middle class increased. You've talked about that. They increased the middle class, fair and sharing and caring about people and concern for the environment and civil rights were passed. Something needs, a summary needs to be made of what the Democrats brought. And then a summary of the years where deterioration started with Reagan decreasing taxes on the wealthy, but a prediction of the suffering that's coming. I do believe we can say, and if the FBI is weaponized and the military is weaponized. As standard, if communications gets cut off, and as the Dalai Lama said, the super wealthy elites will take over the media and deceive the public, then a book as a standard to look at predicting the suffering that we, at worst case scenario. Now, and that might even change the future, that if some of the Republicans saw that, then they might stand up, because we got to think about and pray that some of the Republicans will eventually quit being sycophants and a rubber stamp for this terrible man that got put in. And so a book predicting the coming suffering, maybe a summary of what the Democrats have done in the past and what could be in the future also. But what are your thoughts? Would you participate, or a book of essays even I've talked about, would you participate in a book of predictions of the suffering that we can expect to come with this administration?
Well, Keno, you're one of those guys who was once a Republican who saw the light and woke up and learned the history of the country and whatnot, and you have a grounding in biblical history. Why don't you write it?
Thank you, Tom. I maybe needed that encouragement. Okay, I accept that challenge.
Get about it. Okay. I'd love to read it.
So, Keno, I accept that challenge.
Keno, I got to move along, but thank you for the call, and good luck. You know, the way to write a book is just write a couple pages every single day, no matter what. Just write a couple pages every single day, and eventually you'll have a book. Keno, I got to run, but thank you for the call. Joe in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Hey, Joe, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I know you're right up against the hard stop there. So I just wanted to hit you with a couple of things. The final numbers are in on the spending on the transphobia stuff, which was about $250 million. When they polled Republicans how many people in the United States are trans, the average answer was 20%. So that's one in five of us. That's how diluted they're.
Yeah. That's incredible.
When you refer to people that like Trump that have all the money, I use the term ungodly rich. So it reminds the hypocrisy on the far right.
Yeah.
But I wanted you, just in your spare time, look up Baldur von Skirach. He led the Hitler Youth, and I think this is very Kirk, that's doing all the recruitment. Now the people on the Hill are asking him to start recruiting them for the military. Yeah. It sounds very Hitler Youth. But let me tell you how I fell into a peaceful sleep last night. I remembered an old Twilight Zone episode where four guys rob a gold truck, but their greed, they just ate themselves alive. They ended up killing two of the people. The other guy set out across the desert with as much gold as they could carry. One of them died, and the other one tried to give up the one bar of gold he was still carrying for a glass of water. That's Trump's administration.
I think
if we sit back, I think we'll see them consume themselves, because we know they're only in there for one thing, the money.
Yeah. And the power.
That's all they're into.
And the power, but money is power and power is money. They're interchangeable in modern, in a capitalist society. And
there have been a few religious leaders. There have been a few religious leaders that really have not been about the wealth, and they had great power with these people. They wouldn't be in this if it didn't come with a big Putin-like payday.
Yeah, I got it. That's a good one. Joe,
Thank you.
Well said. And thanks for watching us on Free Speech TV there in Oklahoma City. Appreciate it. We're hitting the top of the hour. I'll be back for the third hour of our program on the other side of this break. It's Anything Goes Weekend. It's you and me just picking up your calls. So I got one story here. Brazil's Trump just got indicted. I'll tell you about that after the break, and I'll pick up your call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups
to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies. They're wild caught.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time, an all-new live show back in the studio. Join us for a look back at the holiday weekend and prepare you for the week ahead.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.